Holly from Baby Gizmo. In today's episode, we are going to take a look at a budget-friendly umbrella stroller from Summer Infant. Now, Summer Infant is widely popular for their great baby monitors, but they've recently introduced some new strollers, and this is one of them. This is the Summer Infant 3D Light Convenience Strollers. And like I said, it's budget-friendly because it only costs $79. Now, let's take a look at this stroller and see if it's right for you. Let's start with the seat. The seat accommodates up to 50 pounds. That means your older kids are going to be able to hop in for a ride when their legs get tired. Let's say you're at an amusement park or something like that. It is 12 and a half inches wide with an 18 inch seat back and a very tall measurement from the back of the seat to the top of the canopy of 28 inches. So your taller kids are going to fit in the stroller just fine. There is an adjustable 5-point padded harness and the buckle is very easy to undo. You just push the button and it pops right open. But what they did is they give you a belly pad, I guess to kind of, you know, get the button out of the child's eyes so they're not apt to just keep undoing it. So they do cover it so it may be out of, you know, out of sight, out of mind. There is no adjustable calf or leg rest. There's a foot rest down here where they place their feet right there. There are three position recline and it's two-handed and a little bit different. I kind of like a one-handed recline, but we'll do with this one. You take these red pieces and you squeeze and the seat goes back into three positions. Now it does have a deep recline, so it's going to be good for a nap. And then to put it up, you just lift it up and it goes into place like that. And that's as upright as the seat gets. Now let's talk about the basket while we're back here. It's not a huge basket, but it's very big for an umbrella stroller. Normally they give you these teeny tiny baskets. This one's pretty good. I could get a medium-sized diaper bag in here, no problem. Now, if the seat were reclined, it is going to block access to the basket. I'm going to have to squeeze things in from the side or lift the seat back up. So just so you know, again, very common for an umbrella stroller to have the basket blocked like that. The stroller rolls on 6-inch hard wheels. The front ones are 360-degree swivel wheels, and they have the ability to lock straight in case you want to take it over a little playground mulch or grass. It is best on smooth surfaces, but if you do take it on grass or playground mulch, just lock those front wheels straight. There's front wheel suspension. The rear wheels are also 6 inches, and they have brakes that you have to do individually. You step down, that locks each wheel into place, and then just and lift up with your toe to let each one free. Let's talk about the canopy on this stroller. Now, not very big like this, but it does have a big pop-out sun visor to give you more sun protection. There is no peekaboo window up here, so if you want to peek in at your child, you're going to have to move the stroller around, which isn't that big a deal. It also has a pocket on the back of the canopy to put loose essentials, like your wallet, your cell phone, things like that. There is a cup holder on the side, and what I like about the cup holder, it's removable, but let's say your child wants a cup holder or a bottle holder, you can move it down here to put it out right next to your child. So it does move around, and I love the fact that they included a cup holder. There's no parent tray or baby tray, but this is an umbrella stroller, so I wouldn't expect to find those on here. Now let's talk about the handlebars. Handlebars, they are non-adjustable, but they are tall. They are 42 inches tall from the top to the ground, so this is going to be really good for the tall parents. Plus, they're kind of fun because they have these grooves here, kind of where your fingers fit. Just kind of a sporty touch, I guess. I turned around the stroller because the fold of the stroller is kind of a 1 foot, 1 hand deal. And let me show you what I'm talking about. There's a lever over here, and that's what you're gonna push down with your foot, and you're gonna grab the handle, and you're gonna pull up all at the same time. So you gotta have a little bit of balance with this one. So step to undo it, grab the handle. Has an automatic lock, but if you just wanna make sure it engages, and it folds umbrella style. Now, what I love about it is that it has a carry strap. It's adjustable, so I can fling it on my back. And you know what? It's only 11 pounds, so I can swing this bad boy around. Dad can put it on his back. Very, very lightweight. And then when, let's say you get to the airport, you need to undo it fast. You just undo that lock, shake it open, step on the rear plate, and you're good to go. So very good for travel. It's really lightweight. Maneuverability, let's talk about maneuverability for a second. The maneuverability is good. Now, like I said, it has front wheel suspension and a 50-pound weight capacity. So if you have a big kid in here, you're gonna definitely need two hands. Now, if you got a tiny baby, you might be able to navigate it, you know, one-handed, but it's mostly a two-handed stroller. The stroller comes in two different colors, all black or the black with the lime green, which we're calling lime. It retails for $79, so it's very budget-friendly, only weighs 11 pounds, so that's a really good bonus, and has a big roomy seat and really tall handles. So that is my look at the Summer Infant 3D Light Convenience Stroller. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel, because you never know what we're going to show you, what we're going to make, or what we're going to give away next. I will talk to you next time. I'm Holly Schultz from BabyGizmo.com. Bye.